The Tiger Temple in Thailand is probably not what you think of when I say Buddhist sanctuary. It is a popular tourist destination. The monks of the temple run it like a zoo, charging admission to see animals, including tigers. The Tiger Temple's faced opposition in the past, but today Thai officials raided it and found a very grim scene, 40 dead tiger cubs in a freezer. Reporter Adam Ramsey was at the Tiger Temple when authorities first went in to investigate. Earlier today, he spoke with my colleague, Carol Hills.
Adam Ramsey, you've been to the Tiger Temple. What prompted this raid?
I mean, it's been years in the making. International and local NGOs have been calling out this Tiger Temple for animal abuse, illegal trafficking, illegal selling. So it's actually more a question of why did it take so long? But nonetheless, on Monday, they finally decided that it was time to raid the Tiger Temple.
What have officials found so far?
When they first entered the Tiger Temple, they had announced 2 days before that they were going to relocate 137 tigers. They knew that that was what they were going to do. So they came prepared. They had their tranquilizer guns. They knew where and which tigers that they were going to try and get, which would be the easiest to place into the cages and then drive them to the research center where they're due to be held.
And how many tigers are we talking about that are being relocated?
Currently, it's 137 Indo-Chinese tigers. And now they are, over the next 7 days, aiming to remove about 20 a day. They're pretty much at that level right now.
Have they had direct evidence of animal or animal parts trafficking that they could, charge these Buddhist monks with a crime?
Actually, yes. There's a NGO based in Australia called Sea for Life, and they have pretty damning evidence, including video interviews, which sort of indicate that illegal tiger trade was happening as late as Christmas 2014.
Now, are these monks going to be charged with anything in this latest case?
That's really hard to say. NGO put forward their body of evidence and they gave it to the Royal Thai Police, and they're sort of waiting on that to happen. But what I think is very important to stress here is that the low-level staff who work at Tiger Temple have absolutely nothing to do with it. It's surprising. They really don't know very much except that they absolutely love their tigers. They really look after them well. And I have to say that in terms of the zoos that I've been to in Thailand, in terms of the conditions that the tigers are currently staying in, they are far superior. The only problem is that there are these very serious allegations of illegal trade in endangered tigers.
What are the monks saying in terms of why they had these frozen corpses of tiger cubs in their freezers?
Well, the monks themselves are completely silent. They're not speaking to anybody about this. But the staff that are on the ground mentioned that in 2010, their vet had changed their policy about any tiger cubs which happened to die. And they used to cremate them, but now they decided to freeze them because they were facing more and more accusations of selling tiger cubs on the black market. So it was meant to act as proof that, no, these tigers died naturally and we still have their bodies, just in case you thought that we sold them off.
How big of a problem is animal trafficking in Thailand?
It's a serious problem. Thailand sits between Myanmar and China and Laos. And this is the black market international trade in wildlife is estimated at $19 billion a year. There have been numerous accusations at a lot of places in Thailand where a lot of animals, endangered animals, have gone missing. And there has been some call to try and follow those up.
What are tigers used for? I mean, what are they trafficked for?
Tigers, it's a number of things. I've been to towns on the Burmese-China border where they sell tiger bone wine. That's considered a medicinal healing property. The fur itself obviously sells for a lot. The brain and the eyes. Essentially, you could use every part, and these animals will go for thousands, tens of thousands of dollars.
Such a grisly story. Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty grim.
Adam Ramsey is a reporter based in Bangkok. He was speaking with my colleague, Carol Hills. Like Adam said, the Tiger Temple is no stranger to controversy. The temple got its first tiger in 1999, and for well over a decade, people have been accusing the monks of mistreatment. We have a timeline up on our Tumblr. That would be pritheworld.tumblr.com. You're listening to The World.